You thought Millard, Kiprios, and McLean worked a lot already. Now they'll work anytime you want. Subscribe to the Hockey Central Podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. On demand. This is the number one noon hour hockey show in Canada. This is Hockey Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for breaking news. This is Hockey Central at noon, up early today on this Tuesday because of a massive trade between two Canadian teams, the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs have traded captain Dion Phaneuf in part of a multiplayer trade that involves Milan Mikhailiuk and Colin Greening, Jared Cowan going the other way. We'll give you the particulars in just a moment, but first, your initial reaction. Nick, you take the Toronto side. Doug McLean, you take the Ottawa Senators angle in this deal.
Well, this is a deal that the Leafs have been trying to make for a long time. This is not something that came overnight. I think they made it abundantly clear that they wanted to move that contract out with the new regime, especially with Shanahan, Lou Lamoriello. They knew that moving forward that that contract was not a good fit for many reasons. And they've got to reset this thing and clean the slate here, and they were able to do it. Not retaining salary off of Phaneuf's contract the next 6 years is huge for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they were able to do it. Give them credit. They've been polishing up some pieces, and they did that with Phaneuf. Mike, next question is Kadri next?
Doug, the Ottawa angle.
Well, we said for a long time that they wouldn't be able to move this deal unless they retained dollars, and essentially, they did retain dollars, but it comes in bad contracts from Ottawa. So for a couple of years, it's okay for Ottawa. It's okay that Ottawa will save money over the next 2 years for moving Greening out and moving Cowan out, who they didn't like, didn't want on their team. Mikhailiuk, who they didn't want on their team. So essentially, it wasn't retained dollars like we saw in the Kessel deal, million, but they really did have to hold some money here. Let's not kid ourselves.
What does it mean to Ottawa
for Brian Murray
right now?
For Brian Murray, he had to even up the money. Yeah. So Ottawa saved money the next 2 years on Dion, and after that, they get hit with Dion's full salary, which they will not like.
And
from a player perspective, to me, he goes in as a number 2-3 defenseman after Carlson. So does it make their defense better? Yeah, I think it makes their defense. It improves their defense. As Dion comes in as a number three guy after Mathot and Carlson, as that pair, and he plays in the second pair, it improves their team. So I don't like the fact that Ottawa have to hold the money the last 4 years or so of this deal, 3 or 4 years of the deal. I don't like that. But they're not a cap team anyway, so maybe it won't affect them.
Here are the particulars of the deal. Dion Phaneuf, Matt Fratton, Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and defense prospect Cody Donaghy go from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Ottawa Senators in exchange for Jared Cowan, forward Colin Greening, been in the American Hockey League this year, Milan Mikhailiuk, Tobias Lindbergh, as well as Ottawa's second-round pick in 2017. There is no salary retained in this transaction.
No, and Max said it. They're all on expiring contracts, but they've tried to move
except
Colin
for
Greening.
Cowan's not on an expiring.
What's he got left on it?
He's got
two years.
Two years. It will expire in the next year or two.
Right.
Colin Greening's another guy.
But that's almost eight million you're retaining.
And
Nick.
Colin Greening was a guy that they've been trying to move for a long time, get him off the books.
Totally.
Impossible to do it.
Totally.
Until you throw in a deal like this.
Programming note. Brian Murray's going to speak at the top of the hour. We will take you there live on the acquisition of Dion Phaneuf.
And Colin Greening's scheduled to make $3.2 million next year.
That's what I mean. So Ottawa save for the next 2 years. Toronto's taking some bad contracts back the other way to make it work. But we don't know the prospects, if they're all secondary prospects. I don't know them, so we'll have to go from there. But the second-round pick is a positive for the Leafs too, you know? So to me, it's Ottawa dump bad contracts, the Leafs dump a bad contract, and Ottawa get a player that may help them get in the playoffs.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, we're all looking at the standings, and we're not liking what we see from a Canadian perspective.
No, let's hope this gets out of hand.
So good on Ottawa for at least taking their bat off their shoulders. I think Phaneuf will come in and solidify that top four with Cody Ceci.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, he gives them some grit. He gives them some experience. He doesn't have to burden
helps
the
leadership maybe with
doesn't
Carlson.
Doesn't have to carry the burden here. And
he's a number 2-3 guy for me.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Carlson and I'm, you know, last week I'm calling my organization a budget team, I think he should be pretty happy about this.
Can both organizations feel good about this trade?
I think both can. I think, you know, you look at Brian Murray, you know, how many more years is Brian gonna stay on as GM? Brian wants to make the playoffs bad. Melnick wants to make the playoffs bad. So to me, Ottawa feel good short term about the money. Better chance to make the playoffs. Leafs feel good about money long term.
This is a home run for the Leafs. This is a home run unloading $40 million on a 30-year-old. Okay? He's not, he doesn't fit into that new core group that you hope will be Nylander, Marner, Riley. There's a new pick coming up that should be at least in the top five. Maybe one. So that's the future of the Leafs. It's not Phaneuf.
It's going to be exciting when the Leafs start to make trades that acquire people that will help their team. I guess the Kapanen one may be a little bit of one with Kessel, but you lost Kessel. It's going to be interesting when they start to make trades instead of just dumping contracts. That will be something we'll look forward to, and that'll happen over the next couple of years. They still have a few more to weed out here.
Okay, just so you know, look at your clock.
I just wrote them a note.
Right at noon, because we have to reset for the NHL Network.
Okay, so in 1 minute, we're going to do a complete reset.
Okay. Do you understand that?
Save the aggravation, just take it right now.
I feel like I'm in grade two, and I'm like...
I'm not saying another word.
This is a note from Linda. Here,
like a note
take
to
it.
Get out. I'd like this, a note to get out
she
for a
dentist likes
appointment.
You.
We did not expect to be having this discussion today, although... Yesterday I said, we're about 3 weeks out from the NHL trade deadline. This is the week you usually get something to break the seal and move things along. Dion Phaneuf being traded. Then Dion Phaneuf being traded to the Ottawa Senators.
They used to be rivals.
Is an unusual move. Is an unexpected move. There's no secret Brian Murray wanted a defenseman that could play being his top two, he plays with Carlson or not.
I kept hearing rumblings out of Columbus that they were talking to Columbus about Tootin. And I think it came down to Phaneuf or Tootin. Tootin with a much shorter contract, but obviously they went this way when Toronto agreed to take the money.
You can keep the note. This is Hockey Central at Noon. Breaking news on the trade front. 3 weeks, less a day from the NHL trade deadline, the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs have hooked up on a blockbuster, a multiplayer trade, which sees Toronto's captain, Dion Phaneuf, move to the Ottawa Senators with Matt Fratton, with Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, defense prospect Cody Donaghy, along with, in exchange for Jared Cowan, forwards Colin Greening, Milan Mikhailuk, who's injured right now, Tobias Lindbergh, as well as Ottawa's second-round pick in 2017. We will take you to Ottawa and Brian Murray's press conference as he reacts to making this trade with Lou Lamoriello. We knew that Dion Phaneuf was in play last year at the trade deadline. But a year ago, would you have been able to look back and say the Toronto Maple Leafs had parted ways with both the Phil Kessel contract and the Dion Phaneuf contract? Believe that.
And both players.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to harp on anything, but, you know, you got to almost go back to Salute Gate. Honestly, and the way that was handled and the leadership group, which consisted of Phaneuf and Kessel. And I think, you know, if both of them one day, I don't know if it's today, tomorrow, maybe 10 years from now, we'll look at that and say we probably should have handled that a little better. But in saying that, Darren, it's just now the new core group that you're looking at anywhere between ages now of 19 and 22, 23.
You bring up Salukgate, but enough's
out of that.
Did he not rehabilitate his reputation from that when you listen to the comments from Mike Babcock and Lou Lamoriello?
Maybe he did, and all my indications of being down at the rink is that Phaneuf's been great. He's been awesome, and, you know, he's... But it doesn't matter anymore, not at his age.
Finish that thought in just a moment. Here's Brian Murray, general manager of the Ottawa Senators, who acquired Dion Phaneuf today.
Well, first of all, isn't it great to make a hockey trade? We usually don't do that. We're always worried about everything else. But from our point of view, it's a trade that will give us a little more security on the back end. I hear people talk all the time that we're dreadful in our own end. We haven't been great. We're getting better. And this will, we believe, be a good addition in that process. Again, it's about getting an experienced leader, good person, hardworking, competitive guy to add to the mix in our top four. With that, I'll try to answer your questions.
Brian, as you say, it's great to make a hockey trade. How much of this is about the hockey, and how much is about both teams getting rid of some contracts?
Well, for me, it was about hockey. It started off only about hockey. I inquired of Lou about Dion Phaneuf some time ago. Then we kind of let it lay low, and then we talked over the weekend. And Lou and I spent a fair amount of time on the phone going back and forth and the different pieces and that. But it had to work financially for us as well as for Toronto. It gives them relief in the latter part of the contract, I suspect, and it gives us some working pieces to go forward with for the next couple of years.
Brian, you just alluded to it kind of. How long have you been working with Lou on making this deal, and were you at all skeptical or concerned about making a deal within your own division?
First of all, we started probably, I think it was probably Saturday was the earliest that we got serious about talking about it. And I'm never concerned about making a good trade. And, I've made trades in with Tampa and with Buffalo and now with Toronto. We're trying to go through the whole group if we can. But I think if you can make a trade that satisfies your needs, you can't worry about how it affects the other team. And I think, first of all, we're sending Milan Mikolic, who's been a great pro and a great person here. And that was a hard part for me. I think he's really... really brought something to this organization, and it was hard for him and hard for us to let him go, but it had to be part of the deal because of contracts and that we had to match up. But I think both parties ended up where they want to be at this moment, and we'll see how it works out.
Brian, what are you expecting from Dion Phaneuf? And the pressure is going to be a little bit different, not wearing the C, not playing in Toronto, and also, have you, I'm sure you've talked to him, and is he excited about coming here?
Well, first of all, he is excited. He's quite happy. He indicated to me very happy. I think it's like a lot of players, sometimes you need to take a breath and get a new start. What am I expecting from him? Just to be a solid person, player, come in and give a little experience to the back end, play his game the way he plays it. He shoots the puck a ton. He can play... I'm sure Dave will find a place on the power play occasionally for him. He'll play in our top four without a doubt, probably with Cody Ceci to start off with. And he'll just bring, we hope, a presence to this organization. It appears right now that we've got a lot of young guys that are going to be fitted in and playing, and it looks like our depth in youth is good. We just needed a little bit of help.
Brian, can you talk a bit about Jared Cowan, who you had so high hopes for, and clearly it didn't work out, and how disappointed are you in the whole situation with Cowan?
Well, I'm disappointed for Jared here. I think, and as I told him some time ago, you just have to figure out and realize what you are. And to me, he's a big, strong, young defenseman that's a little bit behind in development simply because of injuries. He wanted a fresh start. This will give him a fresh start. Mike Babcock's a very good coach. He'll go there and he'll get some good instruction, a new opportunity. And I maintain, and I believe this going forward, he'll be a good player in this league. But it's disappointing. He was a first round pick for us some time ago. Disappointing that we didn't get a little more out of him. But sometimes that happens with players, and they need a, as I said about Dion, sometimes you just need a fresh start.
Brian, it's Don Brennan here.
Nice to meet you, Don.
The rest of the guys that you got, can you say, tell us anything about any of those guys? I mean, Fratton's a familiar name.
Yeah. Well, basically, as of right now, they're minor league guys and one junior player that I don't know much about, Don. They're pieces to the trade. I've got some scouting reports on them. I've talked to our scouts about them. And they can probably tell you much more than I can. But there are pieces that we had to fit in the deal for contract numbers and that. Fratton, we know, can play in the NHL. We have to determine what we're going to do with him in the next couple of days. But he now will be a guy available to us as a call-up. And the other people, as I say, they're playing, and we'll move over to Binghamton to start with and then figure out after we get a chance to really evaluate them.
Can I ask you another quick question?
Of course.
Is FNUF going to be in the lineup tomorrow night?
Yes. Well, if the planes arrive in time and everything, he's on a flight now heading to Detroit.
Brian, did you do some homework on FNUF too and his character and such to make sure that he was going to fit in here?
I never had a doubt about Dion's character. I know we scrutinize people, especially in good markets or big markets, and guys that wear the C in the sweater. But I've talked to enough people over the years to know. I've talked to, obviously, Clark MacArthur played with him in Toronto. I've talked to people that are in the media business that knew him quite well in the Toronto area. I don't think I've heard one thing other than he's a real good person, competes, he wants to win. He's been in a tough environment. He's been judged very tough in the environment he's in. We don't expect him to come in here to be a savior. We expect him to come in here and just be the hockey player he is.
I think with the exception of the three-way deal that Ottawa did when they got Rhodes and all that stuff, this is the first major deal this team has done with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Did you have any hesitation whatsoever doing a deal with your arch rival?
No, as I mentioned, I think that if it helps them and helps us, those are good deals, and then maybe you can make a deal in the future. We'll battle them on the ice. They'll battle us on the ice. We'll try to compete to beat them every time we play them, and they'll do likewise. But at the end of the day, we're in a business that is about winning, and all I'm trying to do is help the Ottawa Senators be a winner.
And are you hoping that this propels you to be a winner this spring,
this spring and beyond. As I say, I think our whole group is so young. When you look through our lineup, you know, Eric Carlson, a captain at 25, and Cody Ceci at 22, 23 years of age. And you go down the list of defensemen, we were very young there. You saw our lineup the last two games now, putting more and more kids in there that we're playing at a better pace, at a different pace. And I think this is solidifies where we're going, and I hope it sends a message to our group that we're trying to win here. And Eugene, you know, we talk about all the time, we're not going to be a cap team, but he's never said to me, Brian, if you want to go get a player, just go get the player. If you think it's going to help our hockey team, just go get the player if you can. So he's happy today, I'm happy today, hopefully Dion is, and one or two people in the media might be happy for us too.
You're watching and listening to live coverage of Brian Murray taking questions regarding the acquisition of Dion FNUF from the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Towards the end of that season, but as of right now, you make this trade. Are you still in full belief that this team can get into the playoffs here for this spring?
It's going to be a stretch. We're going to have to battle. We've had so many ups and downs and so much inconsistent play, and our defensive play has not been very good and hasn't allowed us to win on a regular basis, but I think we've changed a little bit in our philosophy as far as the style is, and I think it's evident in the last two games. We're trying to be a more aggressive hockey team as far as forechecking and defending in our own and in a more defensive or a more aggressive fashion. And I think our speed will allow us to play with good teams. We just have to win more games than we should have to win at this time of year, but that's the business. And we're hoping we can make it, but it, as I say, it's going to be a battle.
Murray Pam, Hockey News. How tough is it to give up a player like Tobias Lindberg?
Well, he's the – obviously, we have a – fortunately, we have a good scouting staff. We have a lot of good prospects coming. We think, like everything, and I say this all the time, it's like when we had three or four goaltenders here, you have to move a couple of guys. Whether you want to or not, they can't all play. They asked for Tobias, and I think it had a little bit to do with one of their coaches there, having dealt with him before. They knew him. We like him. We think he's a good player. We think he's a good prospect. And he'll probably play for the Leafs within a year, and that's a good thing for them. In turn, we have Nick Paul and Pomple and guys waiting in the wings to play. We got a couple of kids in college that are going to come out and be players, so we could afford to do this based on that.
Brian, is this the first time you make a deal with Lou, and how is that?
No, it's not. I think I've made deals with Lou before. I think he was a general manager of New Jersey Devils a while ago, and I used to be in Anaheim and place like that. So we've done a couple of things.
Which deal you might have made?
I've done so many, Mark, it's hard for me to remember specifically, but there were a couple.
And how did this one come about? Did you initiate? Did you?
Well, I made a call, and we were he called me actually about something else, and I brought up Dion's name, and he said that we're ready to talk about him and a couple other players if I wanted to talk, and it ended up, we got into Dion, and you know, we knew the contract situation. We knew we were going to save a fair amount of money, and if you subtract what we're saving this year from his contract in the latter few years, it works out fine for us from a budget point of view. And we got talking, and he knew what I had to get to move on to him to make it happen. Many calls. We went back and forth a lot. I'm shocked that you guys didn't know that we were doing this, but anyway, it's something that we got done. And Lou's a good man to work with, and he's going to do a good job in Toronto as well.
To Brent, and Don, and then Gordon, we'll look to wrap up.
Brian, we would have appreciated you waited until the trade deadline day. That would have been a little bit better.
This is good TV, isn't it?
How does this affect now the trade deadline for you? What's left for you to go after or look for? Is there anything?
Yeah, I think we always have our eyes open. We talk to our scouts every day about ideas. I've got Randy and Pierre in the office, and we that's what we do. We sit around and try to come up with ideas that might help our hockey team going forward. I don't know what's going to happen, Brent. You know, what things crop up quickly, as this did, and if it makes sense and we can get it done, we'll try to do it. Not tell you? Yeah, we're going to be really quiet that way.
Don? It's Don Brennan. Brian, Brent sort of stole part of my question, but was getting a tough left defenseman number one on your priority list?
Well, there were two things I had said more than a year ago. I'd like to get a left winger, and I'd like to get an experienced left shot D. When you have Carlson and Cody Ceci on the right side, we had to have partners. So we had Mathot playing with Carlson. We just needed another guy. So that was a priority. Obviously, the way our D played this year, you know, there wasn't a lot of growth there. There wasn't very, very good performance in a lot of games. We had to address that first. And so now that's been addressed. We'll continue to look. But the way a couple of our young guys are playing on the left side, we may be fine. And I never imagined Zach Smith would move over there like he has and play the way he's playing. So that's a hole that's been filled very nicely by Zach.
Brian, can I ask you if you will be around next year as the GM of this club?
You can't ask me that today. You can ask me anything you want, but I can't answer anything today.
Where does this stand? I mean, when will you make that decision?
Whenever. I'm not prepared to do that right now. There are some things that I have to address first. But I'll be around. It doesn't matter what I'll be doing, that's all.
With that, we'll wrap it up today. Thank you, Brian, for your time. Dave Cameron,
we're listening to live coverage of Ottawa Senator General Manager Brian Murray. interacting with the media following the acquisition of Dion Phaneuf from the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. On a side note, Brian Murray was in a good mood, humorous mood.
He always is.
A playful mood.
He looks really good.
Thrilled with that.
Non-hockey side of things, we're happy to see Brian in such spirits.
Yes.
On the subject of the trade, I'll repeat it for you in case you're just joining us. Dion Phaneuf, captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, goes to Ottawa with forward Matt Fratton, Casey Bailey, non-NHLers, Ryan Rupert playing in the American Hockey League, defense prospect Coney Donaghy, in exchange for defenseman Jared Cowan, forward Colin Greening in the American Hockey League this year, Milan Mikulic, who's injured right now, and prospect Tobias Lindbergh, who won the Memorial Cup last year with Oshawa, as well as Ottawa's second-round pick in the 2017 NHL draft. From Ottawa's perspective, is this a great trade? Is this a bold trade, or is it a risky trade?
I think it's a bold trade. So they get a top four defenseman. For me, Dion is a 3-4. I think he fits in there perfectly. So he works with CeCe. I like that. I don't like the money that Ottawa take, but they save $2 million each of the next 2 years, Ottawa do. Then they get hit with the $7 million for what, three or four more years. I don't like that part of it, but...
Three more years.
Yeah. After. So I don't like the following 3 years, but they're not a cap team, so they can absorb that. And that's where Brian's headed be. Give up a second-round pick. They give up the other young kid from Oshawa. That helps with what Toronto's doing. So it's not really that risky. They want to make the playoffs in Ottawa. It's a different mindset than the Leafs. They really want to make the playoffs. Does Dion give them a chance to make the playoffs? Yeah, he helps their chances. So I'm trying to rationalize it and give a fair, I think it's a fair deal to both teams. The Leafs win because they get rid of the big money, but they're eating $4 million. They're eating $4 million of Dion's money unless Cowan surprises us and maybe they know something we don't know, that maybe Cowan's career can be revitalized, okay?
So they're eating money. Went with Toronto, is it as much about turning the page?
Yes.
Oh, look at them in the last year. Kessel, Clarkson, Phaneuf, getting out of those contracts.
Was huge.
With no H. Huge. Okay? Like, unheard of at the time. When you thought that you're handcuffed on those deals.
But they do have Horton.
They do, but he's not on the cap.
No.
But he's not on the cap. So that's like free money to MLSE.
Okay? Well, no, it's not free money to MLSE. It's free money to Lou.
For the Leafs.
For the Leafs. It's not free money for MLSE. Yeah.
To the cap, it's free money.
They just need to be quiet.
To MLSE, right. It's cash.
They're not. They don't care about that. At least they're not telling
tell
Lou.
Tell that to the
Brent
CEO.
Shannon.
CEOs
that's
of Bell and Rogers if they care about it.
The reality is that they no longer have that wrapped around their necks. They can move forward. Again, the range for the Leafs moving forward is, you know, anywhere between 19 and 23, 24. Kadri, now you're going to have to make a decision. They've got the option of signing him to a long-term deal if they're comfortable enough. Do you take that for face value from what the everything that Lou and Mike Babcock have said about him? So that's an option, and he can fit in that group probably in the next 3-4 years.
Dion Phaneuf's first game with the Ottawa Senators will be tomorrow night, Scotiabank Wednesday night hockey. The Ottawa Senators against the Detroit Red Wings. He is on a plane right now, headed for Detroit, and will join his new teammates. That's tomorrow night on Scotiabank Wednesday night hockey. As the Leafs prepare to face the Calgary Flames tonight, Sportsnet West and Sportsnet Ontario.
I think I've been saying it for 5 years that if the Toronto Maple Leafs, as their two foundation guys, Kessel and Phaneuf, I didn't think they would ever become a championship team. That's not a knock. That doesn't mean I don't think they're good players. Kessel is a good player in his own right. Dion is a good player in his own right. I just meant as the two foundations of this franchise, I didn't think they were going anywhere vis-a-vis a championship.
So now you feel like vindicated.
Well, no, I now no, no, no. What I feel is now, who become the new foundation guys, Nick. That's yes. my point. Oh. If you're going to build a championship team, you need your yes. foundation. Yeah. They don't have, and right now they don't have anybody.
That's
Morgan
the
Riley. That's Morgan the Riley. Does Marner? Does you know who Nylander? Who becomes?
They've got some time.
Yeah,
they've got some time moving forward here.
So it's a reset to yeah. build the foundation.
I tell you what, though, as someone that's been in rooms and watched key pieces go out, this is a challenge for these guys the next 30 years. I can tell you right now. 30 games. They're ticked off right now, right?
There's, Toronto Maple Leafs?
Oh, yeah, the players, they wouldn't be happy with this. They lost a guy that plays 25, 30 minutes a night. They want to compete every night. They got weaker. They did get weaker. So it's a challenge for them now to see how they respond in the next 30 games.
Lou Lamoriello is going to hold a conference call in the next couple of minutes. We will grab the sound from that and play it for you before the end of this hour of Hockey Central at Noon, in which the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs hook up in a massive multiplayer trade, the particulars of which Dion Phaneuf goes to Ottawa in exchange for Jared Cowan, Colin Greeney, Milan Mikolic, and a 2017 NHL draft. There's minor leaguers and also prospects involved in this trade.
Interesting. You said something during the press conference, and the intrigue of trades is always interesting.
Oh, connecting the dots.
Yes. So you got Cowan, who you brought up, had played in Seattle. With
Spokane.
Spokane with Speltz, the GM, who Babcock had been his coach. So a former first-round pick. Is there any way he can be reclimate? Can he be brought back? Timmy Murray loved this kid 4 years ago. He was a first-round pick. Can Babcock reclaim him? He know something? Was he involved in the intricacies
Lindbergh,
of this deal?
Too. There's Lindbergh, layers to Lindbergh.
DJ Smith had him in Oshawa. So, you know, how is it all going to fit out and how did it work? So I like it for both right now. I'm sitting there saying, well, Ottawa have a chance to make the playoffs. We want Ottawa in the playoffs bad. They have a better chance of getting the playoffs with Dion. Toronto, are they going to be that much better with Cowan, Mikhailik, and Greening? Maybe not, Nick. Maybe it's not that big a difference. You know what I mean? So
extended.
I like it for both. Right.
You're not getting game changers. This isn't a game changer deal. No. For Ottawa, they're just looking for that three or four type of guy.
Right.
And you hope Dion accepts that. You know, sometimes it's a little tough. You know, you look at the success that he's been a first-team All-Star. He's been a three-time All-Star. Right. You know, I mean.
A lot of games.
That early part of his career, he had superstar written all
over
him.
But has he not already shown you that this year?
But he does.
In playing a lesser role?
Is better.
As the captain,
but he was still
of this
the captain.
Yes.
He was still the captain,
and still the first
he was
pair.
Still the guy. But okay, say what you will. I mean, there were key times when he wouldn't be on the ice, and Babcock would go with other guys, Morgan Riley. But he was still the face of the franchise. Say what you will. As weak as that may sound, he was still the face of the franchise. Can he go in there now and just support Carlson? Because that's. But it's his team.
He doesn't have to be a foundation guy, Nick.
If he embraces it, which, you
let's
know.
Let's go back.
It's good.
When the Toronto Maple Leafs acquired Dion Phaneuf from the Calgary Flames, mm-hmm. what's the first thing you heard from then head coach?
Future captain?
Yeah.
Our captain, our leader.
Yeah. But
and Ron Wilson said he went into the dressing room. What did he do?
Turned up the stereo.
Took control of the music, took control of the room.
But you know what? So now he goes to Ottawa. They already have their foundation.
Their music's already on.
They've made their foundation guys. Right. Their foundation guys are Anderson, Carlson, Turris, Ryan. That's their guys. That's who Brian Murray has hung his hat on with the dollars he's paid out to lead them.
But
Dion comes in as an additional guy,
as
not
a support guy.
As a support
guy.
So
he has to fit in instead of take control.
Totally. And I think he will.
I think he will at this stage of his career with everything that he's gone through in Toronto, everything he's learned.
There's a big difference, Nick, when you walk into a dressing room and you've got a Norris Trophy winner on your blue line now. You know what? He didn't have that when he came here.
Yeah.
He had to be the guy. I think it's better for Dion to have Carlson there and even Mark Mathot.
If he went in there and acknowledged it and said, listen, I'm here to help the guys. I'm here. It's Carlson's team.
I want to make the playoffs.
Either he says it or he feels it. But once that's established, then I think, listen, there's not a better feeling. There wasn't a worse feeling in the world than Deion probably going to bed at night and feeling that I'm getting paid $7 million and the team's doing lousy, okay? And there's not a worse feeling for any of those guys when you feel like you're getting paid, but people aren't thinking that you're providing enough value. That's a horrible feeling for all of those guys. He's got a chance now to go in there and not carry the burden and feel like people are still going to say, listen, if we didn't think you were worth the money, we would have never traded for you. So don't worry about carrying the load. Don't worry about all the burden, all the weight on your shoulders. Just come in and be that support guy.
Don't worry about the money. We moved $8 million out.
That's right.
We moved $8 million out.
You're justified on that.
Yeah, we moved the eight out. The other thing is Dave Cameron, PEI guy. Deion, really a PEI guy. Good vibe there. I think it could be a good fit with Dave Cameron and Deion from, you know, are they buddies? No, but they're acquaintances from the summer. There's no doubt they would have.
Like the two of you.
Like me and Darren are like Deion and Dave.
Acquaintances.
In the summer.
Ottawa and Toronto, March 5th, Saturday night on Hockey Night in Canada is the next time they play. Dion Phaneuf will make his Ottawa Senator debut tomorrow night on Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey.
You call him for a video tribute? You call him for it right now?
I don't think it happens.
Where?
Does Lou soften?
We're already having that conversation.
Well, you brought it up.
When's this?
The video March 5th. Tribute.
What day is that? I hope I'm
Saturday. Hockey Night in Canada.
Good.
I'm not here.
Acknowledge him, don't you not?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there's Mr. Kamloops. Superstar from Kamloops. Just joined us.
There's a...
I don't mean Ron McLean. A
couple of things. Corey Hirsch walked into the studio. Brian mentioned that he talked to some Toronto media types about this.
Are you suggesting something?
Yes. Did he lean on you for this one?
As a matter of fact, I sent Brian a text a couple of days ago asking about the Florida Panther reunion in March, if he was going to be going, because I'd like to, you know, spend some time with him. I never heard back from him. So he didn't answer me.
Isn't that telling you something?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not talking to you right now. So
you know Deion Phaneuf is a lightning rod. That's quieted.
Yeah, I think he's done a good job of
five, six months.
Of not being that anymore.
But what do you think the reaction is from Ottawa fans right now? They're close to the Toronto situation, Battle of Ontario, and keep track of each other and the rivalry.
Why wouldn't you be happy about it if you're an Ottawa fan, right? I think you're under the impression that you're getting help where you need it the most, and that's defending. So there's spare parts that they're giving up. They're not anything, and there's no core guy. So. There's nothing but upside if I'm an Ottawa Senator fan. This is another message saying we think we can make the playoffs. What's better than that?
And when you look at it, I mean, Brian said it. We're in tough to make the playoffs. He didn't say in those same words.
His phone's driving me nuts.
But he is. Well, I'm getting a ton of.
Anything good?
Yeah, like a ton of stuff here.
Good?
Yeah. No, not good.
Like stuff I can't say. But anyway, Brian, they've got to climb over some pretty good teams to get in the playoffs. So, hey, this is – and they got 30 games to do it.
They did it last year.
They did it last year.
They leaned on the goaltender.
Yep. Hammond did it. Can Phaneuf do it?
What's your reaction to that question?
I think he'll help them. He gives them a much better chance to make the playoffs than they had prior to the trade.
Some tweets coming in.
Well, you factor in that Stone is looking like the Stone that we saw in the back half of last season, right? Turris is healthy.
Yep.
Getting there.
Yep.
So there's a lot of good pieces here. He was fantastic.
Getting Stone going the last week has been really, really important for them.
Here's some tweets coming into at Darren Millard just regarding the reaction of Deion Phaneuf being traded to the Ottawa Senators. Great community guy, took a lot of heat in Toronto, but will thrive in Ottawa. Don't worry, Sens. You're getting a good second or third defenseman. Played terrific this season. Reaction from Phil is, I'm like, what? Sens leading topic during Hockey Central at noon. This is good.
So, is this a new segment now? You're going to read
tweets? I just thought I'd give a sample of the reaction from the fan base.
We're going to have to wait for another blockbuster before you ever do that again? Or is this
maybe.
reacting because to tweets.
He's such a lightning rod. He's a polarizing figure.
I think that died down. It just, maybe that was when the moment Babcock said there's going to be pain moving forward. I don't know. But all that kind of subsided this year. Maybe it's just a lack of expectations from FNUF and the team this year. But there is no sense that that was still going on. And everything, again, I heard about FNUF in that locker room, everybody said he was a perfect gentleman.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Lou Lamoriello.
I'm anxious when Lou talked about what surprised him most about the Leafs since he came here, and his big presser here a couple of weeks ago was how great Dion has been as a guy and a captain and a leader.
Well, he was letting Ottawa know they were getting a fantastic guy.
Yeah, he was polishing them up.
That conference call has started.
He said it at that time.
Reaction from Lou Lamoriello, who trades his captain to the Ottawa Senators, when we continue on Hockey Central at noon. Haven't even got to Dustin Byfuglien yet. Hockey Central at noon, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet, and the NHL Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on demand. Now, more Hockey Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Lou Lamoriello's media conference, it's a conference call, is underway. That's why we are not going to it live. We will not subject you to that pain.
No.
of a media conference call.
No, but we'll give you Mac instead.
Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and
with analysis.
Now, you don't like it when
it's a lesser pain.
You don't like it when he chirps you like that.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you being...
That was an unnecessary shot.
Why are you being nasty today?
I don't know. Just having some fun. I'm not too serious, this show.
I'm not phoning Uber today. I'm going with you.
Dion Phaneuf is en route to Detroit, where he will join the Ottawa Senators in time for tomorrow night's game against the Red Wings. Ottawa Senators, Detroit Red Wings on Scotiabank. Wednesday night hockey on Sportsnet. Multiplayer deal. The Toronto Maple Leaf captain goes to the Senators with Matt Fratton, Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, defensive prospect Cody Donahue, and exchange for Jared Cowan, Colin Greening, Milan Mikhailuk, Tobias Lindbergh, as well as a second-round pick in 2017. How much better are the Ottawa Senators today than they were last night, Doug?
Well, I think they're a little bit better. I mean, Brian has been looking for a top-four defenseman, and he's been looking for a left winger for a few years, as he said. So, yeah, they're better. I mean, you can put him with CeCe in the second pair. Cowan and Weirkosh have really struggled for the Sens this year. No doubt about that. So, you know, I think putting Dion with CeCe gives him a second pair. They're better. They're not going to miss Cowan at all. They're not really going to miss Mikhailuk. I don't think that's an issue. I think they're a better team with him. I really do. And I think he fits in as a perfect. No, I've said it for a couple of years. To me, he's a number three guy. That's what he is now. He's not a number one. He's a number three. And a number three defensemen are real important.
As a player in the dressing room, and we're seeing it with a couple of organizations, in particular the Minnesota Wild, who seem to be just waiting for a deal to be made to give them that jump start. Chris Neal, Clark MacArthur, Kyle Turris, veterans in that Ottawa locker room. What's their reaction to this?
I think it pretty much should be the same as the fans, that we got a chance to get some help here, some real experience. You look at the way that you have to play now, and you can appreciate putting the puck in the net, but this is all about playing defensively.
And they've been awful.
Okay. And now, you know, FNUF comes in, doesn't have to carry that burden of being that guy that's Mr. Everything. The offense is there with Carlson. Can he provide it? Brian talked about it in the press conference that he may see some secondary power play time. I don't know how that sits with him, but
which is good.
It should be good. He can still put the puck in the net. He's got a good shot, you know, and he's done a nice job of keeping it down this year.
And what about the veterans? They've won 7 of their last 17 games. They got to put some wins together. There's been some turmoil in Ottawa this year.
Montreal, Detroit, but, still.
But Dave Cameron, we've seen Dave. He's been ticked off about his team's defensive play. Brian has been ticked off about the way the team plays. It hasn't been happy in Ottawa. It has not been happy. They thought this was going to, because of the way they finished last year. I know it was a bit of a, you know, different scenario because of the way they finished, but their expectations were a lot higher than the way that team's played. So from the veteran's perspective.
But do the veterans look at it and go, okay, management, they've done their part?
I think, you know, Brian Murray has had a history. You go back and look at the trades Brian Murray has made. Brian Murray loves to change the perception of his group in the dressing room. I remember when I was coaching for him, he went out and got Kirk Muller for Jason Podolin. We traded Jason Podolin to the Ottawa, or to
Toronto.
No, to for Kirk Muller. I mean, it changed the feel in our room.
I was on that team.
Yeah, brought in a veteran guy.
We hated that trade because it was like, why are we getting rid of
Brian
Kirk?
How did Jason feel about that?
Yeah. Well, Jason questioned whether or not we should charter more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, totally. He traded a first-round pick.
Getting to meet him.
He traded a first-round pick for Victor Kozlov when Victor was a top guy in San Jose. He's made a lot of trades to try to change the mood in his room, and he gets it. And I think it's a positive for him.
And this deal does follow a big win over the Maple Leafs on Saturday, but also is in the tracks of meeting after meeting between coaches and players, players themselves, management and players. And now they have Dion Phaneuf, who was traded by Lou Lamoriello today.
It's a tough task.
Here's the first 2 minutes.
With Dion from day one, as I mentioned consistently, that I came in with no preconceived notion, so I really didn't know what to expect other than what there was as far as hearsay at different times. And he's been impressive in every way whatsoever. And the phone call I had with him, I expressed that, and I meant it sincerely. He's been a great leader. He's handled every situation that's been asked of him, and he's going to be missed. There is no question. But a transaction like this has to be made, you know, for the reasons that they're made, and that is staying with the plan that's in place.
Hi, Lou. I'm wondering if you can speak about Tobias Lindbergh, the young player in Binghamton this year, and what made him attractive to you for the deal?
Well, we certainly, you know, as I've said repeatedly, have an outstanding scouting staff with Mark Hunter and his group. And Mark had him very high on his list. And, you know, we felt very comfortable that when we had to select the players, whenever you put this type of a transaction together, that he was the one individual prospect that we targeted, and he became part of the deal. So, you know, he's a size and strength forward, and he'll be given every opportunity. He'll be reporting to the Mollies, certainly, but we're looking to see exactly how he'll fit into our prospects that we have.
Lou Lamoriello's conference call. More sound coming up throughout the day, sportsnet.ca, as well as on Tim and Sid. And remember, we have the Calgary Flames and the Toronto Maple Leafs on Sportsnet Ontario and Sportsnet West tonight as they play their first game without Dion Phaneuf. Lou has also stated that they will go without a captain for the rest of this year. Was this simply a salary decision for the Toronto Maple Leafs? Because I think a year ago it would have been both a Dion Phaneuf and salary decision to make the trade. Just turn on your mic there.
Yeah, this certainly falls into now where certain players on the current roster fit moving forward. And it's just not a fit anymore. It's just not a fit anymore. Not at age 30 with 6 years remaining on your deal. It gives the Leafs a wonderful chance at a reset. We said it earlier, to move Kessel's contract out, Clarkson's contract out, and Phaneuf's in a relatively short period of time, when you think about the length of these deals, I think is a home run.
But the Leafs aren't as good of a team.
But
today. That's
the pain that Babcock was talking about. Right. And unfortunately, that's going to be the remainder of the season. It'll be a challenge for these guys now to muster that type of effort every night, knowing that you're not you're not given the best chance to win on a nightly basis. That's all the players know, and that's what they want. Unfortunately, the writing was on the wall a long time ago before this season even started for the challenges of the players to compete.
Okay,
under these circumstances.
And I know they're taking back the $8 million with Cowan and so on, which is fine. You got to say, okay, what else did they get for Dion? So you say, well, they get a second round pick in 2017. Mm-hmm. To me, that's not table scraps.
Oh, no. That's a significant pick.
I think picking up the second round pick is a real positive for them. And also Lindbergh. We know he's a secondary prospect, but he's got a chance. And I think you've got to say, okay, you take the $8 million back and, you know, Mikhailik and those guys, that's fine. Maybe Cowan comes along. But I think the second round pick in Lindbergh is something to hang your hat on.
Interesting that this trade is made the day after the Winnipeg Jets re-signed Dustin Byfuglien. Dion Phaneuf has 5 years left at $7 million, with a cap hit of $7 million. Byfuglien, 5-year extension at $7.6 million. When you look at this deal, does it make Byfuglien's extension even better?
I didn't like Byfuglien's money. I didn't like the money. I happen to like Byfuglien a lot. I didn't like the money, but the money is made up for with the term. The 5 years, Kevin Cheveldayoff for me, did a real good job getting it to five. The money, I guess you can live with because he's been that important to them. Man. But the 5 years to me is the key. But that's what you're looking at. Ottawa takes $7 million for Dion, and he gets him at $7 million. What is it?
$7.6 million.
I think
Byfuglien left some significant money on the table here.
Money or term?
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was more. There's more term. There was more money to be had.
What are you going to do? Give him $9 million?
No, I don't think it needed to get $9 million. Yeah. But I think on the open market that number could have gone north of $8 million.
Yeah.
Different feelings for both teams.
Yeah.
Dustin Byfuglien, the Winnipeg Jets, face the St. Louis Blues tonight, knowing that that's behind them. Still have Andrew Ladd to take care of. The Toronto Maple Leafs face the Calgary Flames this evening on Sportsnet Ontario on Sportsnet West.
Slash Marlies.
Without their captain, Dion Phaneuf.
We should start playing Marley games.
Do you think you think he would have been surprised, Nick?
No.
Dion?
No. Go back to the trade deadline. Last trade deadline, he could have easily been a Detroit Red Wing.
We'll tee it up for you tonight in another busy evening in the National Hockey League. Didn't even get to Sidney Crosby, who's continuing to raise the level of his game. Try and get to that tomorrow, unless there's more breaking news regarding the National Hockey League. Dion Phaneuf, now a member of the Ottawa Senators, makes his debut tomorrow night in Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey. Game 1 for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight on Sportsnet Ontario and Sportsnet West.